Dinner the night before had been nearby, at a crowded new seafood place 2 blocks from the Sea Turtle Inn. Given the size of the portions, the prices were outrageous, and that was exactly why Trevor, the newest millionaire in Jacksonville, had insisted they eat there. Of course, the evening was on him, and he spared no expense. He was drunk after the first martini and didn't remember what he ate. Wes and Chap had explained that their client did not allow them to drink. They sipped designer water and kept his wine glass full.
"Find me another client,"
Trevor said, laughing at his own humor.
"Guess I'll have to drink for all three of us,"
he said halfway through dinner, then proceeded to do just that. Much to their relief, they learned that he was a docile drunk. They kept pouring in an effort to see how far he would go. He got quieter and lower in his seat, and long after dessert he tipped the waiter $300 in cash. They helped him to their car and drove him home. He slept with the new briefcase across his chest. When Wes turned off his light, Trevor was lying on his bed in his rumpled pants and white cotton shirt, bow tie undone, shoes still on, snoring and clutching the briefcase tightly with both arms. The wire had arrived just before 5. The money was in place. Klockner had told them to get him drunk, see how he behaved in that condition, then start working in the morning. At 7:30 a.m., they returned to his house, unlocked the door with their key, and found him pretty much as they'd left him. One shoe was off, and he was curled on his side with the briefcase tucked away like a football.
"Let's go, let's go," Chap had yelled, while Wes turned on lights and raised shades and made as much noise as possible.
Trevor, to his credit, scrambled from bed, raced to the bathroom, took a quick shower, and 20 minutes later walked into his den with a fresh bow tie and not a wrinkle anywhere. His eyes were slightly swollen, but he was smiling and determined to tackle the day. The $1 million helped. In fact, he'd never conquered a hangover as quickly. They had a quick muffin and a strong coffee at Beach Java, then attacked his little office with vigor. While Chap took care of the front, Wes kept Trevor in his office. Some of the pieces had fallen into place over dinner. The names of the brethren had finally been extracted from Trevor, and Wes and Chap had done a splendid job of being surprised. "Three judges?" they'd both repeated in apparent disbelief. Trevor had smiled and nodded with great pride, as if he, and he alone, had been the architect of this masterful scheme. He wanted them to believe that he'd had the brains and skill to convince 3 former judges that they should spend their time writing letters to lonely gay men so he, Trevor, could rake off a third of their extortion. Hell, he was practically a genius. Other pieces of the puzzle remained unclear, and Wes was determined to keep Trevor locked away until he had the answers.